that may spoil your fun. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community, standing in the hallway of the county courthouse.
I wish that dad-blame lawyer of ours would show up.
Well, I don't know why, Lom. He sure ain't did us much good so far in this trial. And the trial's might be over now.
Well, I'll admit he did us more harm than good, but still we can't go in court there without no attorney.
Well, it might be better. I don't know.
No, I'm afraid we're stuck with him now. Just wish he'd get here in time to help you brush up on what you're going to say on the witness stand this morning, though.
Well, all I've got to do is just answer the questions that he's going to ask me. He's the one that's got to brush up, not me.
Yeah, but there's things I want you to be sure and get into your testimony.
Huh?
For instance, I want you to be sure and get across the idea that I ain't the kind of a feller I made the jury think I am.
Oh, well, I'm feared you done such a good job of that yesterday that I don't believe I could change your minds now, Lon.
Well, it weren't me. It was that dad-blame Mr. Dow, Squire Skimp's lawyer. He's the varmint that tricked me.
Yeah, well, now, you did give him a lot of help, though, Lon.
I still think them was underhanded tic-tacs he was using on me, though. All I said when I got on the witness stand was that my name was Honest Lum Eddards. And he'd taken that and twisted it around to where I sounded like I was the biggest lawyer in 17 counties.
Yeah. And he sounded convincing, too.
And the worst part of it was he never cross-examined me about nothing else.
No.
He made it look like, long as I was wrong about my own name, that I must have been wrong about all the testimony I give.
Yeah. Now, there's the kind of a lawyer I wish we had right there.
Well, now, when you get up there today, you be awful careful when Mr. Dow starts to cross-examine you.
Yeah, I will, I will.
Say just as little as you can. Don't say nothing if you can get away with it.
Well, I dog as I know, I'll just object everything, yes.
No, you can't do that, silly.
Huh?
You'll have to leave the objecting up to Mr. Walford. That is, if he ever shows up. Jeez, I wonder where that varmint's at.
I don't know. He's more likely out looking for that horse that got off with his shirt. I know yesterday I heard him say that he lost his shirt on a horse.
Well, if he don't show up, I'm going to take over this case and do the questioning myself.
Well, you might as well, Lum. We've lost the case anyway. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Tom lost it. Tom lost it.
If we could just get this bribery charge against me cleared up, we might have a chance.
Well, that trial don't come up till after this one's over, though, does it?
Well, no, but Walford said that there might be a possibility of them holding a preliminaries hearing on it before our case goes to the jury.
Oh.
But you can't put no dependence on nothing he says.
Well, what good would holding a preliminaries hearing do?
Well, that'd give me a chance to bring out the true facts and show them that bribery charge is all a mistake. And if we could do that, the district attorney could make a motion to have the case dismissed.
Well, I don't. Let's do that, then. That sounds like a good idea.
Well, it ain't up to us. It's up to the district attorney or somebody like that.
Oh, that's varmint.
Walford said he'd do what he could, but you know what that means.
Yeah.
His word ain't worth the paper it's wrote on.
No. Lorem, just twixt me and you now, is there any use of me getting up there and testifying today?
Well, to be right honest, Abner, there ain't much. But we've got to do what we can. I know the jurymen has all made up their minds already.
Oh, ain't no doubt about that. Old fat woman up there will send me to the legislative chairs if she gets a chance.
The only question they have to decide now is whether the pearl belongs to Squire or Grandpap. We don't even figure in it no more at all.
Well, in that case, it seems to me, then, if I get up there, well, for the land's sake. Look there. Doc huh? Weather's coming down the hall there.
Must be trouble at the store.
Wonder if he was the right fella for us to leave in charge of the store, Lum.
Well, I don't know. He's doing better than I expected he would.
Yes, he seems to be.
And I will say this. He sure proved to be one of the best friends I've got. Imagine him coming all the way up here the other day just to go my bail.
Yeah, oh, I have.
There you are. Hello, Abner. Howdy, Lum.
Oh, well, howdy, Doc.
What brings you up here today, Doc?
How's that?
I said, what brings
How's
you?
How's the trial going?
Oh, about the same. Not so good.
Oh, that's nice.
Has something went wrong at the store, Doc?
Not that I know of. Did you hear of something?
No. I just want to know why you came to the county seat.
Oh. Why, a Mrs. Peabody dropped into the store last evening and asked if I knew of any way to get your laundry to you, Abner.
She did? Well?
So I says, why, yes, Mrs. Peabody. I'd be glad to deliver it myself. And she says, oh, I hate to put you to all that bother. And I says, oh, it wouldn't be no bother at all. We weren't glad to do it. And she says, well, who'll run the store?
And I says, oh, we could just close it up without doing any business anyway.
What do you mean, not doing any business?
Yes. I guess you'll be glad to get your laundry, huh?
Yeah, sure. Where's it at?
Abner, you've got a fine woman there. Always thinking of your comfort and welfare.
Bless her heart.
The true basis for a successful marriage.
Bless her little heart.
Just how bad is the store business, though?
How's that?
You said we wasn't doing no business there, and I just want to know just how bad it is.
Yes. I think you'll find two clean shirts with my Abner.
Oh, well, I won't need that many, I don't reckon. See, we get done with our testimony today, so the trial ought to be over by tomorrow. Far as we're concerned, it might as well be over right now.
You mean you've practically won the trial already?
Doc, we've practically lost it, I'm feared.
Well,
everything's so mixed up, I don't know which way to jump.
Well, now, if you were to flee, you'd know.
Huh?
Fleas always jump with their back ends forward.
You mean they jump backwards?
Yes.
Huh.
I was reading an interesting article on fleas just the other day. The flea is a streamlined insect. Parasitic, of course.
Oh, that's
the tail section.
Say, Doc, you didn't happen to see our lawyer, Mr. Walford, anyplace, did you?
Mr. Walford?
Yeah.
Nice fella.
Yeah, but did you see him anyplace on your way over to the courthouse just now?
Well, now, let me see. Walford? Walford, that name is familiar. Mount Ida resident?
No. I said he's our lawyer.
I thought you got a local man. How long has he lived in Mount Ida?
He never lived there.
Well, I didn't think so. I don't seem to place him. Perhaps he just visited there.
No, as far as I know, he was never there.
Well, that's strange, then, if he should go around telling people that he's a Mount Ida resident.
Yeah, it sure is.
His tail section is the heaviest.
Who, a Walford?
No, the fleas.
Oh, yeah, the fleas. Yeah, doggies. Forgot what we was talking about there.
Yes, his tail section is the heaviest part of him, and therefore he travels through the air with the heavier end forward.
Hmm.
Like a weighted dart, let us say.
All right, let's.
Now listen, Abner, we ain't got time to get started up in a discussion on fleas. We've got to find that varmint Walford, because the trial's just about to begin again. Squire and his lawyers already went in there.
Yes.
And where is that man?
Well, when the flea lands, he's looking backwards to the point from whence he jumped.
Well, he's going to bump into something if he ain't careful. Obvious, he ought to look where he's jumping.
Well, you see, the flea doesn't operate that way.
Well, he's never listened to Lom, man. That's one of Lom's old Eddard saying is look before you leap, ain't it, Lom?
That's right. I said it. I said it. I know it.
I've heard it.
Well, you see, the flea seems to be more interested in where he's been than where he's going.
Well, why didn't he say that then?
Well, Abner, there comes a time in all of our lives when we feel that we have to move on.
Yeah.
Might also be a precautionary measure.
What do you mean by that now, Doc?
Abner, don't encourage him. We've got to find Walford.
Oh.
I say it might be a precautionary measure because by jumping backwards, the flea can quickly jump back to where he was if he doesn't like where he went.
Ah.
Well, what I mean is that the flea is still...
Doc, it ain't no use trying to explain anything to Abner. I've been trying to do that for over 30 years. And look what it did to me.
Yeah, look at Long.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with me?
What would you say? Look at you.
Well, I mean, it's aged me some.
Oh, well, I don't want to argue about it. I just called Doc's attention to you. That's
made me nervous. He did that.
Oh, you're nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. Ain't no doubt about it. Stand there now, twisting and squirming like a feller's being pestered by a wasp.
See them circles under my eyes?
Under?
Not them. The ones under them.
Oh, yeah. Them lower ones. Yeah. Have I did that, Long?
You done it.
Well, I'm sorrowful. I don't
get
done sorrowful. I'm sorrowful. Go ahead, Doc, with whatever you say.
The point I was making is this, Abner. The flea is heading in a backward direction, so when he's jumping forwards, he's going backwards.
Wait. Come over that again now. I'll jump the track there somewhere myself.
Abner, all he means is that the flea jumps forward, backwards, so when he gets ahead, he's facing the other way. And if he don't like it there, he's facing where he wants to jump back to. No. He can't do that because he can't jump the direction he's facing, can he?
Well, hold on, you see. Oh, now, wait. You're right. He'd have to turn around first before he could jump in a backwards direction to the point he jumped from previously when he was facing the opposite direction or backwards.
No, Doc. What you mean is that if he wants to jump backwards... I see now.
No, you're mixed up, Lum. The only way I can see to solve this is for the flea to adjust himself more rapidly to his new environment...
and try not to go back, because I don't think he can get back there. At least not from where he's got to.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute,
Lump. Look, there's Grandpap and Squire Skimp's lawyer leaving the courtroom. Is the whole thing over, you reckon?
Oh, my goodness. They must have dismissed it because we wasn't in there.
Dad's blame it.
Well, if I ever get my hands on that wall first,
I'll... Wait a minute. There he comes down the hall, so get ready to do whatever you're aiming on doing.
That varmint, what I won't tell him, that snake in the weeds.
Tell him.
Well, there you are. You hear the good news?
Good news? You call that good news? The other lawyer's walking out of the courtroom?
Well, the trial's been postponed for half a day.
Postponed? What for?
Because the DA is going to hold a preliminary hearing on your bribery charge this morning.
He is?
Yep. Now we've got a chance to clear you and wind up this trial with a clean slate.
All right, Granny, that's all I need.
But don't forget, Lum, this hearing might go against you, too. I haven't been able to figure out which way the judge will jump.
Well, see, you know, we've been having that same trouble with some dad blame pleas. Which way is the judge pointing?
Well, whichever way the judge is pointing, I hope he doesn't jump to conclusions.